Welcome back to the Weekend Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. I'm Farm Director Dustin Hoffman. Let's conclude our talk now with Colin Peterson, ranking member of the House Ag Committee. He's our own District 7 representative here in Minnesota. Again, we're talking a lot about the Farm Bill here today. In fact, we're talking all about the Farm Bill here today, and we continue that discussion right now.
Now, another thing is we kind of look at another aspect of the Farm Bill. I know it's something you've talked about wanting to do, and I know you mentioned it even at the Cattlemen's Convention. You wanted to see an increase in acreage and CRP, but, you know, a budget-neutral Farm Bill kind of makes that tough. Is there any ways that you could still see that happening?
Yeah, I think we're going to get to 30 million acres in the House bill, and we're going to get there by reforming the existing programs. That will save enough money, we believe, to get us to 30 million acres. We haven't got everything totally nailed down, but I think it's doable. And one of the ways we're going to do that, this is something I threw out a year ago, was going to a cap of 80% of the rental value in your county so that we would not pay more than 80% of whatever the rental value is in your county on any CRP acres. This solves a couple problems. One, we've got some CRP acres that are actually taking farmland away from farmers because we're paying too much. We've got good farmland that should be farmed going into CRP, and we have land that shouldn't be farmed that can't get in because there's too much pressure from the other side. So I think this is a market-based solution to this, that, you know, you're not going to have people putting in good farmland if they only get 80%, and so it'll kind of sort things out. I went down and met with the secretary. He picked up on the 80%. He has been promoting that now. And we have the now at the Commodity Classic, which is going on right now. The corn growers, National Corn Growers, voted, to have an 80% cap on CRP payments. So, you know, we're going to do some reforms in the system. The people get into the program in the future are not going to get paid as much as they did in the past. We're going to also cut back on the requirements in terms of the types of cover that you have to plant and the cost of all that. So we're hoping that these reforms will get us the money to increase the acreage, and we'll see where we end up.
Now, another thing that we had been talking about quite a bit when we had discussed Farm Bill in the last year, Colin, was cotton and dairy, and, you know, some fixes got done here by amending other bills. Where do things stand, or is that something you're still going to need to fix in the upcoming Farm Bill?
Well, it remains to be seen. Cotton, we gave cotton what they asked for in that CR. Now they've come in with additional requests. After we just gave them what they asked us to do. And it's a significant amount of money. So I haven't gotten to the bottom of that yet, but I don't know where we're going to come up with extra money to do anything. On the dairy side, I was not enamored with the way they did this, but they did increase the spending. The question is, is this actually going to translate in help for the farmers? I think that remains to be seen. From what I can tell, unless the department makes this change in the MPP program retroactive, the amount of money that they get out of it is not going to be very much. And so it does not say in the law that they specifically that they can make it retroactive. The department apparently thinks that they can. So we'll see what happens with that. But there are people in dairy that want additional benefits or additional changes made to the dairy program as well. So we'll see where all that goes. I mean, if cotton wants more money, and the chairman thinks that he's got a lot of cotton in his district, and he thinks that that's something that we should do, then I will demand that we also do something for dairy, if that's where we're heading. But he has said, and I have said, that we don't have any extra money, and we shouldn't be trying to put extra money into things. And so, I don't know, we'll see where all that goes.
So, listening to this, the session you guys had before you sent the letter up to the budget office earlier this week, sounded like Chairman Conaway was hoping to get the bill marked up here this month. Is that still the plan?
Well, I guess it's a plan from his point of view, but the people that have been negotiating the SNAP stuff, the nutrition stuff, have gotten nowhere. They say to me that the Republican side is not listening at all. I think I agree with that because my conversations with the chairman and other Republicans, I don't think they're listening either. So my tap tells me that even if we made a, some kind of a, an agreement on Monday in terms of where we're heading and what we're trying to do, they think it would be very difficult for them to put together what needs to be done by the time the 23rd of March, which is when we break for the Easter recess. So I'd like to get this done sooner rather than later, but given the way this is playing out, it seems to me it's unlikely that we're going to get this thing through committee before Easter. And if that's the case, then we're into April. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not in charge. They control the agenda. They control the process. You know, so there have been, you know, one time they were talking about doing this in December. And then in January, and then in February, you know, now it's March. So, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, Colin, I thank you for taking the time to visit with us and give us an update of what's going on with the Farm Bill. And hopefully, you know, in a month or so, we'll have some more clarity on what's going on.
I hope so. We need to get this done.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay. That, again, is Minnesota U.S. District 7 Congressman Colin Peterson, ranking member of the House Ag Committee, talking about the Farm Bill and what needs to be done yet and where they're at here on the Weekend Farm Show. Thanks for joining us. Weekend Farm Show, again, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations.